So my name is Amanda Farmer, and my company demystifies the legal complexities of apartment living. The specific situation I need your assistance with today is I will be running a four-day online summit in September. Yay! I need a name for the summit. So I need you to brainstorm of ideas for naming my summit. Extra information you may need for context is, okay. Right, so the focus will be on the future of apartment living. What's new? How are things changing, particularly post-COVID? Who is doing things differently? What do we have to look forward to and to be prepared for? The primary ideal client for the summit is owners of apartments, and secondary is the strata managers. The offer at the end will be the membership. And the summit will be a series of pre-recorded interviews, very similar to what Susie did. And some words and phrases I've been tossing around is the Strata Property Success Summit, Level Up, Elevate, the Future of Strata Summit. My option is to keep the name short and add a tagline. For example, Elevate, the online summit for strata property owners and managers. I think that's it.
Thank you, Nadia. Okay, PJ, you'll have to unmute.
Just a clarifying question. When you say number one, it's for apartment owners, number two for strata managers, are you talking about apartment building owners or individual owners?
Individual owners.
So like if I own one apartment, the summit's for me.
Yeah, generally owners who live in apartments, so owner residents.
Got it. And
occupying, yeah.
Got it. And all right. I just see a disconnect between that and strata managers, but that's a whole nother conversation. So, all right.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Yella, you'll need to unmute. Thanks.
Nadia, can we have the two titles again, please? Can't hear.
Yeah. The two titles that that Amanda was thinking of to begin with.
Yeah.
So the phrases she's been tossing around is the Strata Property Success Summit, Level Up, Elevate, or the Future of Strata Summit.
So the Level Up and the Elevate are just kind of words if we just want to like a name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Level Up. Elevate, and what was after that? The future?
The future of strata.
Okay. Thank you.
Gillian.
What is the benefit they will get? Like, what information are you going to be giving them? Like, it's going to be about how to have a great experience living in an apartment, or the future of apartment living, or and how to make it... good. Like, I don't know.
Good point.
Is it technical or is it?
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that, but I can hear where you're going to put into the name.
Can I just
what the transformation is?
At the moment, it seems deathly boring, and I wouldn't want to come. Sorry,
darling. Good to know.
Sorry. So if it was something like, the future of apartment living. How you can have your dream live your dream life in an apartment building. Or something like that.
Just slow down. Let me write it down.
Which is a different proposition to if it's a strata manager, which is what I think PJ was saying. They would resonate with something different. Thank you, Gillian. That was great. Yvonne.
Yeah. So plus one to Gillian there is what do you want me? I'm an apartment owner. I live in the apartment. What do you want me to take away from it? That life is different beyond COVID for living in an apartment? Or these are the things I have to consider, or this is what I need to do, because that would get me in. There's either a pain point or there's a pleasure point in there. Mm. What is it? Tell me that and I'll come.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Fiona.
So just thinking successful strata living, but again, yes, plus one to Gillian and to Yvonne in relation to there needs to be something a little bit more about what is that? Like, what is it to be live successfully in an apartment at ease with, you know, other residents or your community or something like that.
Thank you. Thanks, Fiona. Thank you. Tasha?
Look, probably similar. I'm not going to put my hand down, but I think there needs to be a pain island and a pleasure island. What are you going to say to them? I love the words elevate, but it can be elevate your life, elevate your living standards. That's not the right words, but something like that. So they know, as Yvonne was saying, this is where I'm going to be if I come to your webinar. What am I currently feeling? What I don't know their pain points right now, but what has COVID thrust upon them that may not have been there previously, that they're now going, oh, this is heavy because this is COVID heavy, and she's going to take that away from me. I don't know how to what they are, but you probably do more than I do.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Kim?
When I look at one of your headings, which is Strata Property Success Summit, to me that feels like an invest in property, and that's not what you're aiming at. I really like some of the flavors around apartment living, the things you should know post COVID, but that implies, aren't some of your potential members people who also live that they rent?
No,
not at all. So
not at all. Yeah,
apartment. Yeah, but I wonder if people are really, if the whole COVID thing might help hook people in, because what has changed, and that could be a good hook.
Thank you,
Frida.
Unmute. There we go. Yep, got it. So I was just thinking, I really like the concept of the one word name, like somewhere elevate, but maybe to sort of Peter's point that the tagline is quite different depending on who the audience is. So you might have, you know, elevate, making apartment living all it could be or something like that, but then have sort of stream one, you know, apartment, like making apartment, for apartment owners, like something, some message for apartment owners, and then stream two, and then the strata manager stream. So it's sort of go, and then you can mix it up, the content and things like that, but you can maybe advertise it as having two streams for those different kind of different categories of buyer. Because I think the one word name then you can use to kind of do sort of taglines for each stream or something like that, that might have something more very specifically relevant.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rena. Tracy.
Yeah, I'm trying to link it with your membership and who's going to try and wanting to join your membership. And I kind of go back to your connection statement and wonder whether, because I'm thinking with your membership, it's got to be, am I right in thinking it's got to be a person who's interested in the legal side and the laws and making their apartment living easier by understanding all of that? So I'm wondering how to link that in with the title, if that's what you're aiming to get people along that pathway, up that mountain to your membership. I wouldn't want to go along thinking I'm going to know how to decorate my apartment or have a beautiful life in my apartment, and then I have to, it's all about law and rules and regulations, but I know some people who would love that. So I'm just wondering about that, getting that sort of into the naming.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
Karen, and then Katie, I'm coming to you right after Karen, just so you know.
I was just plus one to Frida. I was going down that track. I do think strata managers and owners are quite different. And ideally, in my mind, you'd have two summits, one for each, and really dive deep into each of those avatars, if you like. And the other thing about the future of strata to me sounds very dry and negative. There's some sort of negative connotation around that. So, yeah, I agree with Tasha, and I've forgotten who else said. Much more of a positive. Like, people choose to live in apartments. These are apartment owners.
Yep.
And living, so they choose to live in apartments. So it's sort of like staying in love with your living in an apartment, or falling in love again, or something around those sort of lines, or you know, out the other side.
Nice.
Thank you. Just before we come to Katie, I'd like to say that I would hate to see you do two summits because I know how much work they are.
Thank you.
But I'd love for you to have the two streams perhaps. So maybe it is successful strata living and then there's two streams, you know, maybe, you know, day one and day two are for the, you know, strata managers and day, you know, that sort of thing. Or you code the sessions depending on if they're for both or for one, that sort of thing. Katie, coming to you.
I have one question before my comment. When are you looking at holding the summit?
Probably the second week in September.
All right. My mum lives in strata. I don't. But I wonder if at the moment, coming off the back of COVID, where everything has been rules and regulations, to try and give it a bit, you know, maybe a positive spin, like everyone else keeps saying, and almost, you know, touching on the community part of living in strata as well, you know, just to bring everyone back to something positive, because the people that I work with, a lot of my clients live in strata in Darwin, and people are so anxious at the moment, regardless of what their position is within the strata.
Perfect. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. And I'm circling to Chantelle. Mm-hmm. You'll need to unmute. There we go.
I was just going to bring up to what Michelle was saying about how people have are more motivated by what they're going to lose than what they're going to gain. And that just really emphasized by something Tasha said. And I just wanted to, I know we don't want to go the negative, but I just that I really thought that there was a lot that people could lose in strata with everything that's happening, and maybe that could be a hook or an angle. I also, on the two streams, I still think that the strata managers want to hear the same things to a degree, because they want to be able to relate to their strata owners and know and be able to advise and support them, but maybe the marketing is totally different.
Thank you. All right. We're down to the last 2 minutes. Robin, if you would open your mic when you're ringing the bell, because I can't hear it. I mean, I can hear it from the other room, but I can't hear it so that everyone can hear it. Kim, over to you.
So I like the idea of having a word, you know, like you had Elevate. And I thought maybe a word to consider is lift up, because people go in lifts and you can have a, you know, you could have a picture of a lift shooting up or something like that. Anyway, lift up, and then you know, successful strata living in the new normal or something like that. But
beautiful.
Yoga.
Amanda, coming back to something Michelle said earlier that Ryan Levesque does a lot of, and that is asking the question of what they want from the summit. And I'm wondering whether you could go back to your existing membership and maybe ask them to do a quick survey or send out an email to say, what are the top three, when you're thinking about life post COVID-19, what are the top three words that come into your mind about living in your apartment, owning and living your apartment, and maybe extract something from there that you could put into the title?
Great, thank you.
Very good. Nadia.
I like what Katie was saying, and was thinking like from isolation to harmony in a post-COVID world, because, you know, you've got all these people living in close proximity being anxious. How do you give them the structures and the framework and make those rules and regulations sexier so that they're actually there to protect you and so people can live in harmony?
Great.
Thank you. And last one, Katie.
I forgot to tell you my name. I'm Commune.
Commune?
Commune.
I can just see it. So many of my clients and members going, oh, my God, she's gone off the reservation.
Yeah. Very good. Great job, everybody. Michelle, did you have anything to add before we wrap up?
Oh, only that I like the community harmony, like together angle, and I like the one word, and I haven't come up with something, but as Victoria Labam says, it's the idea that might lead to the idea. The word together is just interesting. I think Elevate is just, it sounds too much like a personal development conference or something like that. Like I think you need a word that, I don't think together is it, but
you know, we're all living together. That's the whole idea of strata. It's this idea of people all in one space, a shared space. And I just think there could be something down that avenue that is the, like this, this, if you're going to go with a one word or a two word more abstract title, you want to be able to own it. I think Elevate could be owned by Tony Robbins or, you know, somebody else.
I think.
Yeah. And you want to own the unique aspect of strata. If you don't use the word, this idea of people all living in this, living together and sharing space and occupying shared resources. And I mean, commune, I don't think that's the right word, but that's an, that's the idea. That's the gist of it. How can you express that in a way that your audience is going to be able to hear it?
Great. Thank you.
Good. Great job. Thank you.